Eric's acting like he's a ham, but he likes the spotlight. He's acting a little shy. I want to recognize our deputy director, Stephanie Sproul. Stephanie! Stephanie, back there. And he's really not going to like this because he tries to pretend like he doesn't exist at all, but our senior advisor, Greg Darneater.
Woo!
Been a leader in education his entire life. I've known him since I was a little organizer person, and it's just been just a joy to work with you all. These individuals, they are brilliant, they are creative, they have worked miracles with hardly any staff or budget to speak of, which is how we roll in the First Lady's office. And I am so proud and so grateful to you all for everything that you've done. So let's give them a round of applause. Right, you can leave me. And finally, I want to recognize all of you who are here in this audience. We have our educators, our leaders, our young people who have been with us since we launched Reach Higher back in 2014. Now, when we first came up with this idea, we had one clear goal in mind. We wanted to make higher education cool. We wanted to change the conversation around what it means and what it takes to be a success in this country. Because let's be honest, if we're always shining the spotlight on professional athletes or recording artists or Hollywood celebrities, if those are the only achievements we celebrate, then why would we ever think kids would see college as a priority?